Hello, Pittsburgh. I'm Zach Gibson, and this is Trib Lives from the Newsroom podcast, bringing you top stories from TribLive.com. In the past few days, the presidential election nominees from both parties have made headlines in Pennsylvania. Former President Donald Trump addressed a crowd in Johnstown on Friday, touching on topics like the Arlington Cemetery incident and the Harris-Walz interview. Then, on Labor Day, Vice President Kamala Harris and President Joe Biden appeared together in Pittsburgh, showcasing their commitment to labor issues in one of their first joint campaign appearances. Joining me today is TribLife reporter Megan Swift, who will share her insights from the rallies and discuss their impact on the Pennsylvanians who attended. Hi, Megan.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining. Okay, let's get right into it. For this Friday rally in Johnstown, tell me what it was like building up to the actual event before the doors opened.
Yeah, so we got there pretty early, like before lunchtime. The rally was set to start at 4:30 was when Trump was going to start speaking. And we got there, pulled into the parking garage that was set for like media and everything. There were only 20 spots left already at like 11:30 a.m.
Wow.
It was crazy. So we parked, you know, just sort of did a sweep of the area to see what was going on. And there were merch stands set up on these roads leading to the First Summit Arena, which is where the event was held. So we grabbed some videos of these lines that were wrapping around the building to get in. People were already lined up before lunch to get into this rally. And we, you know, got to talk to some of the vendors, and we had a few different reporters out there on the scene, as well as photographers grabbing some photos and just videos, just being there on the scene. And some of the interesting photos that I got, there were some Trump bobbleheads for sale. We had this whole lineup of cardboard cutouts of Trump and Melania. There were so many of them. It was really funny. That tweet blew up on X. We also saw this RV that was completely decked out in Trump gear, tons of flags, tons of photos. And we talked to some people who were anticipating heading into the rally, which was interesting. And so once we got into the stadium there, you know, we were sort of noticing fashion trends and stuff. And something I noticed, there was a lot of people wearing a shirt that said, "I'm voting for the felon." That seemed to be one of the most popular T-shirts that people were wearing in the arena. And the arena sort of filled up slowly. I'd say it was slow going, but then once it did fill up, they ended up stopping the crowd from heading in because it had reached capacity. I talked to one of the workers inside the arena, and then they ended up setting up more chairs on the ground for people to come. So they were able to allow more Trump supporters into the arena eventually, but it was really full and it was at capacity.
Okay. Did you see any protesters outside the event center?
Yeah. So there was a group of protesters, I'd say, across from the arena. There were about like six or seven of them there, at least when I was outside still. I'm not sure if any more arrived after that because I had to go into the arena pretty early. But yeah, they were holding signs that were protesting the Trump rally and supporting Kamala.
Well, let's talk about the rally itself. Now, Donald Trump took the stand for about 90 minutes and talked about a lot of different topics. One of his earlier topics was the importance of Pennsylvania in the electorate. He said, "If we win the state, we win the whole thing."
Hello, Pennsylvania. How are you? And I'm thrilled to be back in this beautiful commonwealth with thousands of proud, hardworking American patriots. That's what you are.
Can you tell me a little bit about some of the other topics that Trump talked about that day?
Yeah, so Trump touched on a bunch of different topics during his 90-minute speech, including the upcoming debate with Kamala Harris. So the upcoming debate between Trump and Harris will be on Tuesday the 10th, this upcoming Tuesday. And he said, quote, "I look forward to that debate very much." And the crowd also seems to be looking forward to that.
All of the advertising. And you deserve a president who respects you, talks to you, who levels with you, and who always has your best interests at heart. This November, we are going to tell Harris that we've had enough, that we can't take it anymore. You've done a terrible job. Kamala, you're fired. Get out. Get out.
And the campaign also played a video about Harris that touched on fracking, the buyback program, implying ending privatized healthcare and radical identity as well. So that was interesting, and attendees definitely reacted to that.
Since Kamala and the media don't want to talk about her radical record, we will.
Trump also attacked Harris on the Keystone Pipeline, promising to bring it back, saying, quote, "On day one, I will tell Pennsylvania, drill, baby, drill."
Was there any conversation before the rally from the crowd about returning to Pennsylvania since the July incident?
Everyone I spoke with and interviewed for our stories, honestly, were not concerned at all being there. They said they were excited to attend. I talked to some people who were attending for the first time. They said they've always wanted to attend a Trump rally, and they said they were not concerned, but rather excited to be there. And another point to note that there was no bulletproof glass in front of Trump for the Johnstown rally in Pennsylvania. And this was his first appearance in Western Pennsylvania since the attempted assassination. Trump didn't touch on the attempted assassination very much during his speech, but he did say that it was, quote, a horrible thing.
An amazing thing happened. You had two American flags very far apart, held up, I think, by different cranes. They were very big flags, beautiful flags, and they were waving. And as that horrible event was taking place, the wind blew the flags together, and they formed a perfect angel. I don't know if we have it, but it was a perfect angel was formed.
Throughout his speech, Trump came out to say that Harris doesn't care about the middle class. He cited inflation, the price of gasoline, food costs, electricity, and job security as things that Vice President Harris doesn't care about or hasn't done a good job with. That got a pretty good reaction from the crowd. But what were some of the moments that you saw that pulled really strong reactions from the crowd during his speech?
Yeah, just to touch on Kamala once more here. Whenever he was referencing the debate coming up, he said, quote, "I look forward to that debate very much," which did elicit a pretty big reaction from the crowd because they're excited to watch the debate as well. So that was one of the points. And then he also touched on his views on transgender people as well as transgender people in sports, as he does not agree with that. And so that honestly elicited the biggest reaction from the crowd during the whole speech, which was very interesting to note. So he also referenced the fake news media. So I was doing a little count on Twitter of how many times he referenced the media, and we got up to at least five. At least seven. At least seven fake news media references.
Oh, look at all of the fake news. They got a lot of fake news back there. That's a lot of fake news, David.
When he was referencing the media, like sort of pointing at us in the back, like the crowd turned around and like booed.
Wow.
So that was, I thought, interesting to include in this as well, because that was definitely one of the topics that he hit on during that. And then he also referenced China's president as well, saying that his former relationship with the president, quote, "that was too much." He said to the crowd that he chose to end his relationship with China's president amid the pandemic, but then he also said he might have to rekindle that relationship if he's elected.
Trump also addressed the Arlington Cemetery incident, where he and his campaign got in an altercation with the cemetery staffers during a wreath-laying ceremony. According to Trump, the cemetery officials warned his campaign not to take photographs, but he said he wasn't doing it for the publicity. Was there anything else during the rally that resonated with the crowd pretty strongly?
Yeah, he had a few zinger quotes that really got the crowd going. And one of those was saying in his first days in office, if elected, they will, quote, "carry out the largest deportation operation." So a lot of people seem to be very excited about that in the crowd. He also touched on his recent announcement, saying that he intends to make IVF treatments paid for by government or insurance companies if he's elected. That was really just something that came out recently. And he said, quote, "we want more babies to be born in America. We need them."
So after the rally, can you tell us about the ending effect? How were the crowd goers? What did the crowd feel? What did they seem like after the rally and on their way out?
Yeah, so Trump always ends his rallies with the YMCA tune. So people were jamming to that as they were exiting the arena. And we really didn't get a chance to talk to many people because we were still in the media area and we had to stay like a half an hour after to finish the story. Mm-hmm. But yeah, people seemed to be jazzed. People were hyped up. And then people got stuck in the parking garage. So we were sitting there for 45 minutes after that half hour. So it was like over an hour that people were stuck in the parking garage on top of the parking garage. And we were chatting with some of the rally attendees up there who were pretty frustrated by that. But from the rally itself, people were hyped up.
You're recording. Okay, so let's move on now to the Harris rally from Labor Day. Tell me what it was like there at this rally, building up to the actual opening of the doors. What did you see? What was around there?
Yeah, for sure. So security was definitely heightened for this event. They had multiple streets blocked off surrounding the building that it was being held in. With a lot of Secret Service members there, police cars, etc. And there were less people outside of this one than the Trump rally on Friday. There were smaller stands of like Harris merch for the election, Harris walls. And then there were a select few protesters who were holding Trump flags and other like, you know, Trump garb and stuff. So that was basically what the outdoor scene looked like. Then again, like I did enter the building pretty early because you had to go through like Secret Service security and stuff in order to get inside. And we had some other reporters outside the event heading in. But yeah, they got to grab some videos of like the motorcade coming in, which was really interesting. And we put those on Twitter. And then so on the inside of the event, there were hundreds of people sporting their union outfits representing Service Workers International Union, the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, the Allegheny-Fayette Central Labor Council, United Steelworkers, and more. Many of them marched earlier that day in Pittsburgh's Labor Day Parade, which is the largest in the country. Toward the beginning of Harris's speech, she called Pittsburgh, quote, a union town. Which was a contrast to Trump calling Johnstown Trump country on Friday.
Okay, so let's get into what the speech was like. Now, this was one of the first joint appearances that President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris made on the Harris-Walz campaign. President Biden got up first, and the crowd had a pretty big reaction to him coming on.
Yeah, for sure. So there were some other speakers as well before they came on, such as Governor Josh Shapiro, as well as Bob Casey. And so a lot of the labor leaders who spoke at the campaign event, they praised the Biden-Harris administration and called it, quote, the most pro-labor administration in presidential history. So that was sort of like the vibe inside. And before they came on stage, like everyone was able to get food from the buffet. So they had like tables set up indoors before they turned some of those tables into like rows of chairs for the speeches. So it was very like community oriented. That was like the feel that I was getting whenever I was in there sort of trying to talk to people. They had like cake cut up and with the American flag design on it. They had like beer and wine available as well, since it was like an indoor event. So that was sort of like the vibe inside. And then when Biden took the stage, he really like praised Harris and sort of built her up for the presidency position, saying that she will be a historic pro-union president if elected.
Wall Street didn't build America. The middle class built America, and unions built the middle class.
That elicited one of the biggest cheers of the whole event. People were really excited, yelling out in support with what Biden was saying. Before Harris spoke, Biden also mentioned how his best choice that he made as president was making Harris vice president, and he said that the best choice America could make would be to make Harris the next president of the United States.
The nominee's nominee in 2020 was selecting her as my vice president. It was the single best decision I made as president of the United States. I promise you, if you elect Kamala Harris as president, will be the best decision you will have ever made.
So can you walk me through what the Harris speech was like?
Yeah, so the Harris speech, as soon as she took the stage, people were out of their seats. A lot of people had been sitting down for Biden's speech for the previous speeches, but as soon as she took the microphone, people were on their feet, super excited, clapping, etc. During Harris's speech, she really focused on the fact that all working people should be championed and fought for in the United
States. What we know is when union wages go up, everybody's wages go up. When union workplaces are safer, every workplace is safer.
Specifically referencing Pittsburgh as a city, she said, quote, not only has Pittsburgh shaped the history of the labor movement, today you're shaping the future, referencing obviously the upcoming election and how people need to get out and help encourage fellow union members to vote, help encourage their neighbors, friends, family members to go out and vote in the election. She also said that she supports the PRO Act, which would make it easier for Americans to join a union.
Go. I tell people, look, you may not be a union member. You better thank a union member for the 5-day work week. You better thank a union member for sick leave. You better thank a union member for paid leave. You better thank a union member for vacation time.
And then finally, sort of ended her speech giving Pittsburgh a stance on the Nippon Steel deal with U.S. Steel, saying that U.S. Steel should remain owned by an American company rather than the Japanese-owned Nippon Steel.
Strong American steel companies, and I couldn't agree more with President Biden, U.S. Steel should remain American-owned and American-operated. Steelworkers.
What was the crowd's reaction to that? That sounded like it was one of the biggest parts of Harris's speech.
It definitely was by far similar to when she first walked on stage to the mic. People were on their feet for that one as well, shouting their support.
Another thing that Harris has brought up a lot at her rallies is this contrast between Trump being the past of America and trying to symbolize herself as America's future. Can you tell me a little bit about how she did that in her speech on Monday?
Yeah, so Harris, she said, quote, we fight for a future of dignity, respect, and opportunity for all people, which is sort of how she was ending her speech and, quote, fighting for the promise of America.
Did you get to interview anybody during these rallies? And what were your conversations like?
Yeah, so I actually talked to a local electrician in Pittsburgh, Greg Vogt. He's been a union member since 2007, and he currently lives in Monroeville. He's 35 years old, and he said Harris has his vote this fall, and he's especially a fan of her running mate, Tim Walz, because, quote, he's a union man. So during our interview, we talked about the Nippon Steel's acquisition of U.S. Steel, the possibility of it. He said, quote, I do not support that. I support an American company buying an American company, which was reflected, you know, then in Harris's speech in front of all the union members. However, Vogt said if the, you know, deal goes through and that is what ends up happening, he can, quote, understand the sale. He said, I think they need to be held accountable for any law that they break. So he was referencing the certain rules that Nippon Steel has said it would agree to putting in place with the sale. He also spoke about his stances on fracking, and he believed that fracking jobs should go to Pennsylvania union members, quote, or at the very least, Pennsylvania workers. He said a lot of Pennsylvanians didn't get He said a lot of Pennsylvanians didn't get jobs for that. And to him, quote, it's not that much money generated into Pennsylvania. So Vogt also referenced the fact that he is a hunter and he supports the Second Amendment, similar to Harris's running mate, Tim Walz. Vogt said, quote, he's a hunter, I am a hunter. Vogt said he does support legislation, however, to curb or ban semi-automatic weapon sales, especially around schools. He said he has an 18-month-old son, and he said, quote, I don't want anything to happen to my son.
Okay, so after the end of that rally, what seemed to be the effect on the union members and those who attended?
The union members were extremely hopeful, was sort of the takeaway that I gathered from that. A lot of people I noticed were sort of coming up, like, thanking media members was actually what I noticed as well, like, right where I was standing, at least. Like, there were a few people who said, like, you know, thanks for being here, whatever, which was, you know, nice to see.
Being thanked at the Harris rally has to be a little bit of a different feeling than being booed or being cited as fake news at the other one, huh?
Yeah, for sure. And then obviously it was a pretty packed room, so people were out of there pretty quickly. So yeah, but the overall stance was, like, people were really hopeful. It felt like a renewed spirit in trying to get other people involved in the election, like trying to sort of carry on that spirit forward.
Okay. Well, Megan, thank you for joining me today to discuss these two rallies and your experiences reporting on them.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining. If you enjoyed this week's episode, share the podcast to help keep Western PA locally informed with insightful discussion and the latest news from your area. It's an easy way to spread the word, and it helps our podcast reach more people like you. Don't forget to follow us on Spotify and turn on episode notifications so you never miss new content. Once again, I'm Zach Gibson, and this is From the Newsroom.